Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're on our second hour. And the call-in is number is 800-313-9443. I wanted to finish the answer to Mike in Pennsylvania concerning the contrails and the rest of it. The whole process of all that boron base and the deteriorated uranium, other forms of killed viruses that are being sprayed under the dilution theory, and the whole aspect of how this interrelates with what you see when you're on the ground. A lot of people have reported, and I've seen this too, is that it looks like angel hair that that forms, and after the trails are crisscrossed in a pattern, they're always sprayed over places where people live, and in most cases that's the case. But if you touch that stuff, that the angel hair looking material, it almost is ethereal. You know, it's a chemical. I call it an ethereal chemical. The reason why it's ethereal is because it reacts differently to the human skin than it should. It should either melt, burn, sting, the rest of it. But the feel of the absorption of these compounds that are sprayed in these chemtrails is based upon the idea that you can taste something different on your tongue. These things go through the bloodstream. Just about everything does. It goes through the bloodstream very quickly. And within about 3 minutes, you taste something that you just haven't tasted before. Sometimes it's a little bit on the metallic side. Sometimes it isn't. And I think that the chemtrails show, I didn't do the full show, but I talked about it for about 20 minutes based upon what I call the transport of toxins, where the government moves its toxins on railroads all 24/7, and they keep moving all this stuff around until they find the right disposal area, and then they dispose, and then they keep it going. It's a whole process by which you can't put it in the water because you're already contaminated there, and it'd be worse, and you have people dying right in front of you. So anyway, I want to make sure that Mike understands there's a lot more known about this, and I've already said on air more than I should.
Yeah, well, we're still here.
And still here?
Oh, yes, sir. And, well, we have collected those spider webs things. But another thing, Dr. Parker, we have to say, too, is they start spraying roughly 3 and 4 in the morning and produce this haze. When you wake up, feller, it is there. You don't see the traditional lines and X's and tic-tac-toes. It is a haze, like part A that they lay down.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that, too. Early in the morning, you have a different temperature and humidity. You know, when you first, you know, it's like a dew on the lawn. You know,
well,
when you see dew.
Well, this is absolutely intentional because it never was like this prior 2000 in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And we're up in the big woods here. We've been watching this for a long time.
Yeah, but look at your trees there in that part of the world.
Well, if you kindly would.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky, the ozone layer unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Barker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Barker, and we're on a subject I wanted to lead into from Mike from Pennsylvania call. I wanted to discuss this whole concept of mycoplasma, and the key word on that is it was weaponized a long time ago. But mycoplasmas are an integral part of trigger pathogens. They're not harmful. They don't do any harm. Only four or five of them are really pathogenic. And that comes from the nucleus of the Brucella bacterium. And the Brucella bacterium is really mutated from the Brucellas to combine these various viruses. And the whole process of this is that they enter the body, and then they find the cell. Depending on, and here's a key point, as has been found, it depends on your genetic predisposition to accept them. And this is why I'm so interested in them, because they develop neurological diseases if you have that trigger mechanism for that mycoplasma. It can destroy the very cells in the human brain, which is what caused me to pay attention to the chloramine concept in the 1987 experiments on women, how their brains changed with chloramine, and they were in areas where they had also tested these mycoplasmas, which is something I've never talked about until now. And it destroys cells, these mycoplasmas, when they send their signal out, and you have a predisposition to send that signal, it destroys the cells of the lower bowel. So the concept of colon cancer takes on a whole new meaning. And the mycoplasma, when it gets into the cell, it can be there for years. So you can have it, 10, 20, 30 years. But if a trauma occurs, like an accident or a vaccination, that doesn't take, the mycoplasma becomes triggered. And here is my point, in terms of that triggering mechanism is facilitated by the various forms of what we ingest. This has been researched out, but hasn't been talked about totally. Now, the mycoplasma only has a DNA particle, Brucella bacteria. So it doesn't have any what are called organelles, which are really little bodies within the cell to create its own nutrients. So it grows by taking preformed sterols. Now these sterols are really formed from the adrenal glands of the human body, and then it kills the cells and then ruptured, and whatever's left is placed in the bloodstream. Now, the Public Health Service has followed the progress of these biological warfare systems from its very beginning, way in the 40s, and they're aware of this research, and this is called the Special Virus Cancer Program. It's created by the CIA and the National Institute of Health to develop a deadly pathogen system for which humanity had no immunity, and was disguised as really a war on cancer. It was actually was form of the code words MKNAOM. Now, so the Senate and the House of Representatives have really not known what's been going on. And, of course, I'm presenting this now in conjunction with the other water contaminants and disinfectant byproducts. And here is the key phrase, bromonithophalene. These bromides that are in the water, which I've discussed extensively, particularly with the chloride system and with the chloramine addition system, causes the triggers of these mycoplasmas. Now, I've been waiting a long time to expose this and work it through. The acids are iodoacetic acid in the water, bromoacetic acid, and chloroacetic acid. And these forms change the genomic DNA damage of the human body to create the signal for these mycoplasmas. Now, the whole process of this is that how these are being discussed in terms of changing the Brucella into a crystalline form. And this is highly secret material of which I would never divulge on a radio, but I will say the crystalline form of Brucella is already developed. And it's estimated by all of the planners that about 1 out of 500 people will develop some type of symptom that is called the neurobrucellosis, and it will be in the brain where the brucellosis settles, and it goes into the lateral ventricles, which are the side ventricles from the underneath the hypothalamus in the brain. And you can have a lot of mistaken and multiple sclerosis with this, and I could present a lot of information on that, but we have to cover a lot of material here today on how this is dispersed. And here we get into what I call a related Mike from Pennsylvania question. I'm not saying that the contrails are spraying crystalline Brucella. That's not what I'm saying. But the shows that this has been placed without the public's knowledge or consent in various ways. And particularly in the Dugway Proving Ground in Utah. And they've known that this would cause diseases in humans, and so they figured out ways to disperse it. And they tested these open-air vulnerability tests, they're called. And this is all formed of another process by which you spray in the air and have dispersed it. But it's a very crude method in terms of, for instance, you take the Iraqis over there and the insurgents, they're using the old way, World War I chlorine, using the air dispersal system. And generals in America say, well, it's ineffective because it's air dispersal, it's not effective. Well, that's how most of these basically manufactured crystalline forms of Brucellas are dispersed. And the U.S. government wanted to determine where, if mosquitoes would carry this form of mycoplasma, but the government reported that open-air testing of infectious biological agents is considered essential to an ultimate understanding of biological potentialities because of many unknown factors affecting the degradation of microorganisms in the atmosphere. So they went to testing mosquitoes in Punta Gorda, Florida. And so the National Institute of Health collected the mosquitoes from a forest fire 30 miles away from the central area where they're going to disperse this, and they had a successful dispersion. There is a suspicion that before World War II, I believe I have this right, this was in Manchuria, the Japanese military contaminated prisoner of war were one of the people, they call it the people group, they didn't call it epidemiology in those days. And they were tested. And so the Japanese had this. And they developed a disease called kuru, which was a later word for wasting. And they had shake and lose their appetites, and they die. These are the kind of symptoms we have now in hospitals across America. Not saying it's from the mycoplasma, but the point is the low immune system, which I keep talking about, in terms of the liver and the pancreas, can cause symptomsology. So various forms when you have intermediate chemicals in the water. So, and that triggers out any kind of exacerbation of the mycoplasma, and forms into the form of what I call covert testing. And this is what I talked about in the last show, where you have hospitals will say, well, we're testing your genes, and we want to draw your blood. But people ask, well, can I see what my gene map looks like? They say, no, you can't look at it because you're not trained to look at it, and it belongs to us. And that's what they say. That's what the form is that you sign. So there's a whole issue here of how you record various people that are having these particular problems, the sore throats, ringing in their ears, the wasting away, and finding quasi-carcinogenic products in the blood taken from people who have been exposed to these airborne mycoplasmas. So in 1997, the Pentagon admitted that they had done some studies in Toronto, and they were around Winnipeg and Manitoba, and they sprayed the chemicals, was shifted on kids in school, housewives hanging out their laundry. They picked various places. So they released these mycoplasmas and chemicals within the period of July and August of 1953, and these are the studies that I started with. The third of the population of Winnipeg could have developed cancers over the next 5 years, which is very close. So, first of all, mycoplasma and disease itself can be mutated. And it can be mutated with a Visna virus. Now, these are toxins that are removed from these DNA particles of the mycoplasma. And then they use the same mycoplasma to develop the disabling diseases, like Crohn's, colitis, Lyme, and that one thing that nobody wants to hear, the deficiency of the acquired immunity. If you've acquired an immunity deficiency, you can try to test for these things, but they are tests that don't quite come out right. And you have trouble testing for them. So now we get into the idea, well, does the person have really chronic fatigue syndromes, or do you have encephalomyelitis and from these sprayed products? and from the mycoplasma. So the National Institute of Health has downgraded these MRI scans of the brains of these patients in the hospital and then collected them, and they're still studying. So when I come back on the other end of the break, we're going to continue to discuss this. And call in is 800-313-9443. You're hearing it for the first time.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information."
This is Parker Pathways. I wanted to mention along with the thinking of these mycoplasmas, a very important the nomenclature or the naming what can be coded or developed in the medical record. When you hear chronic fatigue syndrome, the real name for chronic fatigue syndrome is myelitic encephalomyelitis. In other words, chronic fatigue syndrome is a form of an inflammation of the myelin sheaths of the brain. And this was chronic fatigue syndrome. Nomenclature was given by the National Institute of Health because it wanted to downgrade myelogenic encephalomyelitis. So a lot of this whole process that people you meet in during the day, they'll say, "Well, I got memory. I got a memory problem, or I can't think, I can't sleep." And it could be caused from a lot of things. People drinking too much coffee. It could be stress on the job. It could be all kinds of real, everyday lifestyle problems. But when you have what's called cognitive impairment and memory impairment, that's different. That's quite different. Because what you have there is a situation of which has lead-ins of the myelogenic encephalomyelitis. And so for an easy way to figure that you don't know about this other side of the story, it's called chronic fatigue syndrome. So if you are, let's say, developing health insurance concepts, or you're developing health new health systems that everybody placates in the present United States, you're not dealing with really the workman compensation definitions of what this all means in terms of the research system people. So, excuse me, you have a test that's been developed in the past few years called the polymerase chain reaction test. And this is a test that's been absolutely a medical technological improvement beyond belief, because you can take and do a lot of gene sequences very quickly and make diagnoses of pathogenic systems, particularly in the mycoplasmas, because they're so minute in the normal blood and tissue that they will not really reveal their presence. But with the PCR, the polymerase chain reaction test, you can get a little glimpse of a tail end of a gene structure. Now, the reason this is important, to know what tail end of that gene structure is, to determine if you really have Alzheimer's disease. Because you really don't know where that started, except there are gene signals that have been determined since then that show the myelin sheath has that nerve gene system, and so that's a precursor to Alzheimer's. So if you do the PCR test of the blood to determine out the Brucella that's behind whatever particular mycoplasma of one of any one of the five that are virulent, then you have a very good start on solving a lot of problems as to why fibromyalgia and multiple sclerosis and Alzheimer's is susceptibilities or suspicions, because your red blood cells will not be normal. They'll be compressed and squeezed like they have to be through the capillaries of the body. And under the microscope, I know what that looks like. And the cells of themselves, where these red cells have gone, they'll be distended. And of course, you can take an electrocardiogram and measure your heartbeat. And the whole problem there that you need to look at is the right ventricle of the heart. The people that have the fibromyalgia and this chronic fatigue syndrome, which is a bogus, as I mentioned, for encephalomyelitis, it'll change the heart instead of working in the proper PQRS and T wave. It'll have a weak T wave. Now, the reason that's important is the fact that in order for poisons to develop and be able to circulate in the body, the P. If it doesn't, then the infection has already begun. When we come back on the other end of the break, we're going to discuss, continue this, and tie it in with how to undo it. Call in is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Dr. Wayne Parker, and we're live March 25, publicbroadcasting.org. Do we have a caller, Coy, from Kansas City? Coy, are you online?
Yes, sir, I am.
Good. Thank you for calling the show.
Yeah, just wanted to talk to a couple things here. I wanted to tell you first that you may not get a whole lot of calls in there, I don't know, but everyone I know is listening to you. Just the nature of your information is the learning process.
I really appreciate it.
Anyway, I wanted to talk to you. Evidently, you're familiar with Don Scott with the Common Cause Foundation.
Oh, yes. I've heard of him. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I still do take his publication ahead for years, but that is so interesting. You know, he actually said a fellow told him that one teaspoon of this here weaponized brucellosis would infect all of Canada. Anyway, he also said this here. He said that when they took one of their vaccine soups and they put mercury in it, it killed everything in there, but except for one thing. And he said on a dark field microscope, there was still something that showed there was life in there. And what that turned out to be is the DNA.
That's what I'm talking about right now.
Yes, it's right. And the DNA you don't think of is mycoplasma, but I am thoroughly convinced that's the reason that they have mercury in these here shots. You know, they can't give you a shot that's going to make you sick and die in a week or two or three. They want to make you die over a 10-year period. And then when this brucellosis mycoplasma settles in your body, you know, it's a constant, I mean, it's a steady going down of your health. You know, I don't care if there was Alzheimer's or multiple sclerosis or muscular dystrophy, but it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this here, an article 20 years ago, are you there?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I had someone try to call in, I guess, 20 years ago, and in the United States, Spotlight said they're going to have to revise the whole theory of disease, and what they found out from this one hospital in Canada, which is one that was run by the CIA, and in the United States did not even have a dark field microscope, but this hospital in Canada did, and they saw this mycoplasma. And that was the same hospital. They was giving injections of radioactive isotopes to the veins of these people.
Mm-hmm. I have that study right in front of me right now.
Yeah, to see what it did to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to pass these things on to your audience. I knew you probably knew about it based on how you were talking, but.
Well, no, this is really important. One of the key sentences, this is the way Parker Pathway work. I leave real information for people, but every sentence is like a code, and because of things I can say. But the key sentence that I placed a few minutes ago to tie into what you're saying, which is totally correct, that chronic fatigue syndrome is really myelogenic encephalomyelitis.
Yes.
And this is absolutely critical information for Parker Pathway listeners to know, because you're absolutely right. The only way that you can discuss this whole situation is to do it on the core that you're bringing up. See, you're correct. See, the reason for the mercury, they call it as a stabilizer. So the stabilizer is working with the vaccine to have it as what's called a viral rather than a virus. So what they're saying is that the tip end of the virus is immobilized until it gets in the body. Well, what happens if you have autism as your end result? What happens if you have, which is another form of encephalomyelitis that's very serious? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I see exactly what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? In other words, what we have here is like under the dark field. I'm going to give you one thing. This is very important what you're bringing up. The law briefs that I have in front of me, plus all the 700 cases here, and what's happening about the dark field microscope. Now, this is the deal. The dark field microscope concept is based on changing the lens at the bottom of the low power objective, which is there are three objectives on the microscope. So you change the low. You put in another filter at the bottom of the platform. The reason for that was to determine syphilis.
That's interesting.
In other words, you had the product of the spirillum, which is form of the syphilitic organism, and it's fluorescent against light because it has a special lipid.
Well, see, that's what I didn't understand.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? In other words, let me finish this one,
sure.
Because we don't want to be cut off on this because you're bringing up something. Now, this is important. The whole thing is the DNA, which is only DNA, and it doesn't have an organelle, which I mentioned a while ago, to create its own nutrients, so it has to get it from the cell. Why is it? Now, DNA is not fluorescent, all right? So a DNA from the mycoplasma, which either one of the five pathogenic mycoplasmas that were weaponized, they have a lipid system similar to the spirillum.
Spirilla.
You see, because that's what that's the name of the organism for syphilis.
Oh, okay, the spirilla.
You see what I'm saying? In other words, it's the body of the DNA that is being maintained as an intermediate in the mercury. Now, you ask yourself, and this is important stuff, the point is, how can you create a DNA without the nutrient in the cell and have it as a weapon? What you do is, you go what they did. You go further and take the DNA and don't make a duplicate, but make what is called a parent DNA from one of the brucellas. And then you take that and change it back into what's called children. They're called children for the sake of being able to number them. And so what happens is you have lipids that are formed on and in the DNA. Now, those lipids are part of another metabolic system of the human being. So when this goes into the system, all it has to do is the DNA attaches to any one of the weak cells for a period over many years or within 10 minutes. And with mercury, it's within 30 days.
I wondered how that works.
You see what I'm saying? So you end up now, we get now to the next question that's very important, is the fact that where did the lipid come from
in the human body to be able to recognize the lipid from the DNA of the mycoplasma. And where that lipid came from, the best understanding in terms of things, it got a genetic signal from toxins that we take in our body. And here is where I got into the chloramine.
I wondered why you was talking about that chloramine so much. It seemed like a minor thing at first, but
no, chloramine.
Now
no, it isn't
because
no, you
right,
have to,
it causes DNA damage.
Yeah, it's genetic damage, and also it's mutagenic, which means it changes the chromosome structure of the human being. So the when you add chlorine and ammonia, your basic your nexus of the connection is nitrogen. Okay, so the basis of the DNA structure is on a nitrogen base. You've got four proteins that make it up: thymine, guanine, and the aspartame and the thymine, which comes in the other way, and they're all sulfur connected and they're nitrogen connected. So if you have any one of the breakages along that spot, you're opening it up for all of the real world mycoplasmas and other forms of chemicals like the bromides, which I keep talking about. They destroy the trophoblasts, which are in the embryological cells of a human being. How much farther do you have to go?
That is just hard to believe. I didn't realize it was that complex. And I read the book that Don Scott has called The Brucellosis Triangle, and that was upsetting enough. But
what I'm mentioning on the radio right now is probably someone else over a period of maybe a few years ago, probably talking about Noah. At this moment in history, on this Barker Pathway show, has exposed what I've been waiting and building up to for seven shows to have that paragraph on air right now.
I'm going to call RBN and get all of your shows because I've missed a couple due to things I couldn't.
I
want to say one more thing here.
Yeah.
I first got suspicious about this whole deal when they kept talking about the AIDS virus. You know, mm-hmm. They never had seen the AIDS virus, but they could see the antibodies the body made to it. I says, well, there's something fishy right there. And the AIDS virus, I believe, is a mycoplasma, and I think it's about 100 times smaller than a virus, and that's why they can't see it. And at that time, I was reading this stuff, they didn't have the dark field microscope in the United States, which kind of surprised me that, you know, the CIA would have it in Canada, but we wouldn't. But if not, they've got them all over the place now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
one thing about the AIDS virus that's very important, it's not one virus. It's eight viruses. And, for instance, you can have HIV-1, you have HIV-2, HIV-3. Of course, the research hasn't gone as far into the HIV-8. These are antigenic systems that are viral on the surface of this virus. And the reason that you can only work with an antibody system to detect it is because to isolate the other virus system, you don't know which virus you're getting when you do the PCR test, so you isolate it out. When you do that, you're getting the one virus that you need. However, each one of the HIV-1 kills you differently. HIV-2 kills you differently. HIV-3 kills you differently. HIV 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 are still being researched on. If you talk with any AIDS patient, they're taking 28 to 30 medicines a day, all right?
Yes.
And the whole point is that they're trying to go to each one of the surfaces of the AIDS virus itself with a system by which to change the antigenic system of the surface of that cell. And that's why they have to take so many medications.
Well, you know, it's funny about those medications, you know. You know, Tommy Morrison's fighting again, and then, of course, that basketball player, what's his name, Marvin, whatever it was, big old guy, who had AIDS. They refused to take all this stuff. What's this main one they give you for AIDS that costs like heck that they get, you know, give you an IV of?
Yeah, it's Aquaman.
Well, they use another term for it, but these guys refuse to take it, and they supposedly are free from AIDS.
Yeah.
It seems like everyone that's taking their drugs is dying.
Mm-hmm. And what happens here, this is an example of what we're talking about with these lethal mycoplasmas that are being sprayed on us, put on us, placed in our food, and the whole thing comes down to the fact that the body decides on the antibody system to only recognize certain parts of that AIDS antigen. And so they still have AIDS, but they don't have the active antigen on the surface of the cell. And that's why they can get away with that. Now, that's only a small percentage of those folks that still live after quitting their medications.
Okay, so one more thing I just thought of that links into this here, and I wanted to get it out so the people on the air could hear it also. You know what acrylic copolymer is, don't you? Because I know there's a lot of different kinds of it, but there's one that's used quite a bit in the plant industry and in the forest industry, and it's one that it absorbs over 500 times its weight in water.
Yes.
And that's why I think they are trying to spray live bacteria and whatever on us. And if you look at those chemtrails, and they're coming, you know, these planes have this anti-static thing that hung from the back of the plane, had a little shield over it.
That's right.
According to what a guy came on the Joyce Riley show one time and said, they've taken and converted it to put nozzles behind there so the average person doesn't know that it's not still an anti-static thing. But when you look at those chemtrails, you look at them, and they have got puffs that come out every so often.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells me they've got this here acrylic copolymer there with this here bacteria or whatever it is in it. And they, of course, it may be slightly hygroscopic, I don't know, but it can get that bacteria to the earth without drying out. Mm-hmm. And what they're putting, since that's a gel, they have to use a piston pump to pump it.
That's right.
A piston pump will make a puff or a spurt every revolution or every
that's
other
right.
revolution. And that's why you know these things are not coming from the exhaust. They are being pumped out, high-pressure piston pump of some sort.
That's exactly right. Everything you said is absolutely true. And at the last hour, remember, I said, well, in one of my answers to Mike from Pennsylvania, I was being cautious, but I said, well, some of those people sign papers and say they don't know what's in those tanks, but they just connect the hoses, and they know something's in there, you know, that kind of thing. That is exactly correct. What you just said, that's exactly what is there. And now, a lot of times, they really don't know what is in the tank. But you're absolutely right. Absolutely correct on all counts.
Well, Mr. Parker, I really appreciate your show. It's the best show on shortwave or on Patriot Radio, as far as I'm concerned. And I want to thank
it.
You for taking my call. And don't think no one's listening, because every one of my Patriot groups is listening. I mean, they're amazed by the things you say.
And the thing is, well, one of the things I'd like to suggest is to go to the homepage of Republic Broadcasting and click on the chloramine causes collateral health damage. It's on the right side, and just click that on and print it out and show it to your friends and put it forth, because I'm going to tell you, it's not just showing the friends. I'm really serious. We have to have a national initiative and an amendment to the Constitution of the United States that the people have a right to vote what goes in their food, water, and health care. And we have to have it. And the basis of that is to replace Amendment 18, which was repealed after 13 years. Amendment 18 was really about food. But the Volstead Act was passed in Congress, and they changed the word food to liquor. And that's when prohibition was in for 13 years. So the whole thing is, and the basis of the structure for that amendment is valid. You see where I'm coming from?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and this is real, my friend. If we don't do this, we are in deep, deep, deep trouble.
Oh, I know.
Because if we, and I'll tell you what the trouble is. The thing is, we don't get the health care correctly, and we don't get the health law correctly. We don't get the proper drugs correctly, and we don't get preventive health care correctly, because the government then can say we control the preventive health care system, like taking vitamins as supplements out of health food stores.
Right.
You know, and you know that's real.
Oh, heck yes. I'm very upset about it. In fact, you know, Kofi Annan, I shouldn't call him that, but he actually said once, we will not hesitate to use shortages of food and water to reduce the population with no apologies.
Now, that's what they're doing right now.
That's exactly what they're doing.
I opened my show today with a concept. Have you heard that one? And the thing is, how the President of the United States signed that executive order in February to close off the information to the EPA and the FDA decision makers so that it would come under his jurisdiction and close the EPA libraries and to the people and to their own scientists so the public cannot have access to that information.
Yes,
about that. That's real.
I've
that's
got
real.
More information, but I don't have time to say it today, but on this honeybee deal and on the bird population reduction. I've got some information because I was kind of involved in something, and that is all being caused by the government and their fungus spraying program. And I've got some figures and information from people involved with that there that shows exactly what they're doing.
Well, you call the show again, and you tell our Parker Pathway listeners to keep listening, call in, click on chloramine causes health damage, and let's make a national movement for real, because this is real with what we're doing.
Hey, well, I've got a call coming in. Thank you, Mr. Parker. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Same here, sir.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Parker Pathways. We're on the last few minutes of our show. I want to get in a couple of company names. Corporations that you need to know about for your benefit of future look at. First of all, I want to take a very quick call from John from Tennessee, recalling. John, are you there?
I am, and I appreciate this more than I can tell you. My wife, and I meant to ask you earlier, my wife has a friend that received an injection. According to the doctor, it had a bad preservative in it, some type of a cortisone. She's developed an ulcer on her skin and has since had that surgery. I was wondering if you could tell me what may have happened.
I really can't. I wouldn't have the time to tell you, I swear to God. Maybe we can cover it in another show. If she's got some ulcers or things, she needs to go to another physician, because that sounds like an over-corticosteroid injection. You know what I mean?
Well, according to them, it was... it was a bad preservative in the injection.
Well, that's probably true. That's probably true. Listen, John, I'm not trying to put you off. I only got four more minutes.
I appreciate it.
But I'm giving you a straight answer.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I'll talk with you later.
All right.
Parker Pathway listeners, I wanted to make sure that you knew about the BioSite Incorporated company. They have developed they've entered an agreement with recombinant monoclonal antibodies. It's a very good piece of work. I've analyzed their intellectual property, and they look good. They're doing special markers for ovarian cancer. Very good work. Very good work. Some of the best monoclonal antibody studies I've seen in a long time. The other company is Decode Genetics. Decode Genetics is owned by the Illumina Incorporated, and they developed their DNA analysis bead chip. And this is very important because it ties into what we've been talking about today in terms of doing human microarrays designed to really target these mycoplasmas. And it's going to take it. They're using on the human CNV37 disorders, which is a gene signal that goes into fibromyalgia, which is what we were talking about earlier. And I'm very high on their intellectual property analysis. Affymetrics, of course, is developing a real good tray analysis on PCRs for schizophrenia and bipolar disorder gene signals, and they're doing some excellent postmortem brain sample work, and I'm very high on them. In fact, to tie in with John from Tennessee, there's going to be development from some of those corticosteroid injections to be able to tell what these impurities are. And then there's Mount Sinai Hospital, and they have a system that are owned by Thermo Fisher Scientific. They're developing advanced prostate cancer readouts. Very good intellectual property. And, of course, Covalis, it's owned by Iventogen Corporation. I've analyzed their SnapTag products to facilitate the study of proteins of interest for immobilization of magnetic beads in the brain. Well, listen, this has been a good show. You continue with this. You've got a good overview of some things you would have never heard anywhere else. And support the radio station, republicbroadcast.org. Press on there, chloramine causes collateral health damage. I'll look forward to you, and God bless America. Absolutely, liberty and justice for all. Thank you for listening, and thank my producer very much, Manny, for pulling us through. See you next Sunday, and let's get on shortwave.